Welcome, where you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Well, today we are very excited to have Terry Rumor on our show today. Terry is a lifelong resident of Birmingham, Alabama, and he has served as founding commander of the Birmingham Fraternus chapter for 5 years. Today, he serves as the national position with Fraternus as the new chapter development officer. He has been married to his beautiful wife, Charlotte, for 30 years, and they've raised 4 beautiful children, and they have 4 grandchildren with 2 more on the way. So today, he's here to speak with us about Fraternus, which is the largest Catholic fraternal organization that seeks to help Catholic fathers lead their homes, communities, and to inspire sons to grow into men of virtue and strength and service. You could go out to the great website, Fraternus.org. And our son-in-law and our grandson, they also too were a part of Fraternus. We saw the fruits just in their beautiful lives. And it's important that men develop virtue, especially in this culture that is screaming self and how to serve and seek every pleasure that this world has to offer you in sports and video games and everything else apart from God, taking your time away from your marriage and your family. So it's a ministry that's time has come.
Oh, it's absolutely critical. And so how do you do that? How do you see guys go from boys to men? What does it mean to be a man? What are those characteristics, those traits, those virtues? And you have guys today that might be saying, well, I didn't have the best model. I really want to be a man. I'm just not quite sure what that's all about. And to have Fraternus, this brotherhood, and that's something that Terry really stresses so strongly, the various experiences that they walk through together, it is possible and necessary to go from being a young lad, a young boy, immature in many ways, to being a man who understands that he has a father, a heavenly father, who loves him and who affirms him, as the heavenly father said to Jesus at his baptism, you're my beloved son, and I'm really pleased with you. It all begins with that foundation. Terry believes that. He lives that. Plenty more to come. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss this time. It'll be a great encouragement to families and to the church. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Terry Rumor. He is the new chapter development officer for Fraternus. Go out to the website. You might say, what is Fraternus? Fraternus.org. Well, Terry, we are excited to have you with us today, but you are no stranger to EWTN. No, and so I want you first to tell our family a little bit about your history and then how you got involved in this beautiful apostolate called Fraternus.
Yes, well, thank you. I'm so glad to be here. And, you know, I want to begin by telling you who I am. And this is where a lot of men go wrong, but who I am is I am an adopted son of the Father who loves me by virtue of my baptism. That is who I am. That is at the very basis of who I am. Now, what I do is I'm a married man to a lovely woman, Charlotte, of 30 years, 4 wonderful children, 6 grandchildren, 4 here and 2 on the way. Excited about that. And yes, as you alluded to, we have a history here at this beautiful studio of EWTN. Grew up here. Many of my weekly days were spent here on the Mother Angelica Live show, just in the audience, running to her knee, just, you know, she was like a grandmother to us. And my father really had the foresight of really bringing us as a family into this great community, really introducing these Catholic concepts at an early age, which really helped shape who I am as a man. Mm-hmm. That sort of carried us further, you know, into understanding kind of the significance and importance of being a good father. As, you know, I alluded to the fact that I have a Heavenly Father who loves me. And the reality is that not many men know that. Mm-hmm. And so because they don't know that, they don't know that they are the beloved son of a Father who loves them by virtue of their baptism, and that the Lord wants to pour out all of these tremendous graces upon us, they don't know how to be good fathers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even myself in my early ages was sort of caught up in the culture, caught up in the world, and, you know, probably to a lesser degree, but failed in my early young married life and young fatherhood, wasn't all the father I needed to be. Mm-hmm. But the Lord in His great mercy sort of revealed this ministry, this thing that was kind of catching a real energy in the world, and it was called Fraternus. And it was introduced to me after I had spent a decent portion of my life kind of ingrained in sports and athletics, coached a lot of young men, sort of bought the lie that sports was the end-all, be-all, that was going to give men their real identity. Mm-hmm. In hindsight, I feel like that was God's way of allowing me to sort of experience that in a way that helped me be empathetic for the men that I would then encounter years later. But this ministry of Fraternus, this brotherhood of Fraternus, was introduced to me about 11 years ago. And in a time in my life where I was just trying to figure out what to do, wanted to improve my fatherhood, first and foremost, improve my relationship with God, because we can't really do our ministry as fathers if we don't know who we are, mm-hmm. right? And so I wanted to embrace my sonship so that would allow me to be a better husband and a better father. And this ministry of Fraternus helps us to do that because it introduces us to men who have the same wound mm-hmm. and the same path. And it's really exciting to be a part of Fraternus in that way.
So when you say wound, and we all have wounds, right, from our living and being, and even you have a great father, but he wasn't perfect, and you are a great father, but you're not perfect. Jim's a great father, but he's not perfect. And I had a great father, but he wasn't perfect. And so just because of that, and then there are countless men out there who have not had a good example in an earthly father, right, and maybe have got more soul wounds from that in their souls and are separated from God. And so we do. So we run down different avenues. And we're trying to be at home in our own skin, and we're thinking maybe sports are going to get it, maybe pornography is going to get it, maybe I'm going to throw myself into work, and that's going to get it, that's going to tell me who I am. And they're not bad things, but when they're not coming from the center of who we are in Christ, everything gets out of whack because the foundation isn't right. So tell us about Fraternus and the development of virtues and the importance, especially in this time right now. Tell our family what virtues do in the life of a man and son.
Sure, thank you. So what we know, first of all, as men, is that we all are going to belong to something. We seek to want to belong to something. And in that belonging, we often go through what's called a rite of passage. And those rites of passage, you know, our founder, Jason Craig, who sort of co-founded this brotherhood, he identified that all men sort of embrace this rite of passage. It has three phases. It's the separation, this initiation, and then it's incorporation or into the body of men, right? And so many of these rites of passage in today's culture are nefarious. They're dangerous, as you alluded to. You know, you've got the actual gang life that so many young men fall into. You've got this gaming culture, and this online culture where it's this false friendship, false relationship, you know, screen time and likes and views and all the things that we all strive for is really just filling a hole that will never, ever be filled. And then you've got The military is a rite of passage. Sports are a rite of passage. All of these things are ways to belong, but so few of them actually incorporate virtue. And so what Fraternus tries to do is bring in the life of virtue into the life of the man. You know, the interesting thing about virtue is the first three letters of virtue, V-I-R. That's Latin for man. So by its very nature, men are built to be virtuous. And we can choose either a path of virtue or a path of vice. And right now, the path of vice is very wide. It's just easy to fall down into that. But virtue is what God wants for us. Before we can get there, though, before we can have these men choose virtue, they have to know who they are as sons of a father who loved them. And as you alluded, so many of us have these father wounds, right? And the way we view our Heavenly Father is often mirrored by the way our biological fathers treated us. And yes, I had a wonderful father, right? But he was not perfect. No one but our Heavenly Father is perfect. And all of those wounds can very easily pass down from generation to generation. In fact, they usually do. And so we perpetuate this problem of broken fatherhood that then just trickles out into the culture. And we can point to all of these problems in the culture back to broken fatherhood. Satan has been brilliant in tearing down the culture, and he's done it by tearing down the father. Tear down the father, tear down the family. Tear down the family, tear down the culture, the church, the entertainment. Everything about the culture is rooted in the father relationship. So we understand in Fraternus that because we have wounds, we have to address those wounds in brotherhood. And that is what is very significant. You know, one of the things you will not hear us mention, there's all of these ministries, missions, programs. We are none of those. We are a brotherhood of men. The church has been inundated with programs. They come and they go. They have some good things, some bad things, but they usually kind of flitter out. They don't take hold in the life of a lot of men. But in brotherhood, brotherhood doesn't cease. I mean, if we identify that we are sons, then that means we're brothers and sisters. Because we share a common father, I can't give up on you. I can't give up on the man in that trench that has that father wound. I cannot let him pass that same wound down to his sons and daughters. And by the way, this is not just for young men. This is what we do in Fraternus is to heal the family, to give gifts back to our young women. I have two sons and two daughters, and the greatest thing I've ever done for my daughters is Fraternus.
And that's just one of the benefits, because when men are involved in Fraternus, I mean, it makes you first a better human being, a better child of God, makes you a better husband to Charlotte, makes you a better father, a better grandfather, as you are. And in that formation, we're rescuing a culture, right, that has lost its way, and you're restoring man. You're restoring man back to his Heavenly Father, and you're restoring the culture. And we know with the great attack that's happening right now on marriage and family, as St. Lucia said out of Fatima, right?
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that we want to do is we always want to complain about the problem. We want to look out because we have access now to the internet, and we can see all these stories, and we can see all the devastation and all the brokenness. And so then we complain, and we want to complain about this priest or this bishop or the church position here. We're part of the problem. We are part of the problem. You know, these priests, what's beautiful about our ministry is that we bring in men of all walks of life. Okay, and we're not a youth group. It often gets misunderstood that we're, you know, it's all about the helping the boy. In fact, we don't even say the word boy. We're helping young men, young boys really come into masculinity. And we all know, I know 11-year-old men and 40-year-old boys. They exist, right? So the age is not really the issue here. It's about finding sort of this common plan of action, which is to embrace virtue in our lives so that we can be better men first, then we can be husbands, fathers, priests, employers, employees, workers. I mean, it all trickles down. So we've had it kind of backwards. If you are complaining and doing nothing about the virtue in your own life, then you are part of the problem.
Yeah.
It's very significant.
You mentioned like a common plan. Okay, so people might be hearing you or I'm hearing you. I don't know all the components. So you're making excellent points. I think they're true. So is this a group where you get together and talk about these things? I'm sure you do. But what else do you do to build a brotherhood? Is it just didactic alone that can do this? Or how do you build a brotherhood? How do you build a relationship? What's you said a plan. What's the plan?
Well, so the plan is interaction with each other. That happens in what we call frat night. So we have fraternus, which is the name of our bigger brotherhood, right? That means brotherhood, fraternity. But then you can't have fraternity through a screen, separate, alone, in your bedroom, distance from your brothers, right? That's not family, that's not brotherhood. So we come together. It is a weekly encounter. So this is often where the rubber meets the road with men, because men, the first thing that men are going to say is, we're busy, we're just too busy. But you're busy with things that don't matter, that don't put us in the direction of heaven. And that's the big battle with me. Like, I have to literally, as the new chapter development officer, my role is to kind of go out into the country and to train men how to do fraternus in their community. So we're community-based, parish-sponsored. We have to have the support of the pastor. We have to have a place, because we gather together once a week in fraternity at what we call frat night. And at frat night, it's an amazing thing. We get together. We have five components. We start with prayer. We pray first. Always begin with prayer. We eat. Eating is a big part, right? I mean, get to the heart of a man through his stomach, okay? And we eat well. We eat well. We play. Big part of being in this brotherhood is playing with the young men and the men together. We play dodgeball. Dodgeball is like the universal sort of game that men of all ages, you don't have to be super athletic to play dodgeball. Yeah. And guess what? There's one winner. We're not all winners, right? There's one winner in dodgeball.
And not everybody's going to get a trophy.
Not everybody's going to get a trophy. And that's counter to what the world is telling us, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a little bit of risk and a little bit of danger and some excitement, which frankly, most of us men have lost. We want to be adventurous. We want to be, there to be a level of danger in our activities. So we play. That's the third. Then we learn. We learn from each other. We teach each other. We listen to the lives of the saints and the wealth of knowledge that's given to us by the church. And then we conclude our night with prayer. So we bookend this. Prayer and prayer with activity together in brotherhood. And that's how we get there one day at a time. It's not an overnight transition.
Gotcha. Well, unfortunately, our time has run out. We can't play anymore now. But thank God you're here tomorrow and can continue this, you know, very, very important conversation. You're laying it out beautifully, so we so appreciate it. And so we're going to take a break at this point. Father John Paul is going to join us to make some observations about this time. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we have Father John Paul with us today. Now, Father, you have been a part of the fraternus, the chapter here in Birmingham since the beginning, right?
Yeah, I have. I'm not just a part of the chapter, but I'm a part of their family. I know Terry. He's my friend. He's my brother. So I've been, you know, a part of, like, in a way, like the Rumor family for a while now, for over a decade at least. And I just would like to say, first of all, when I think about fraternus, I think fraternus makes good husbands better husbands. You know, since the very beginning, I remember it was just a group of, you know, probably 15 to 20 of us, you know, starting it. And, you know, the guys are just starting to pray. I think what happened early on was, I think we had this kind of an aspiration. We wanted this for our boys. Mm-hmm. We wanted to give something to our sons, our boys that we didn't receive, or maybe didn't receive adequately, you know, to live a life of virtue, catechesis about the faith. But what we started to see about a year and a half in, 2 years in, was we need this mm-hmm. as much as our boys, or even more, because we can't give what we don't have ourselves. That was really one of the most amazing things that I saw in the very beginning, was the way the men really took this by, the bullhorn, mm-hmm. so to speak, and moved forward with it, and how it transformed their lives. Mm-hmm. I remember one of the first Christmas parties, I believe, there was a wife that said, "I finally have the husband I've always prayed for."
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. good men. They were excellent, good husbands entering into fraternus. But, from my part, being a priest, and maybe even sometimes having an inside look, because as a priest, I get the, sacramental life, confessions, mm-hmm. spiritual direction. I get to see sometimes the other side of it too, helping men to make good confessions, helping them to live the life of virtue, to renounce sin in their mm-hmm. life, and to open up themselves to the Father. Mm-hmm. I've seen some of these men really change and become really images of the Father.
Yes.
Here on earth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All fatherhood mm-hmm. has its origin in God the Father. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Terry hit it right on the head that I am, first of all, I am a son, and that's who I am too. Mm-hmm. I learned that too. Mm-hmm. I'm not just coming at fraternus just because I heard about it from a book, but I actually have benefited from fraternus because I attended. I am one of the brothers.
Mm. Father, thank you for this witness. Close us in a prayer and with a blessing, please.
Sure. Family, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may he turn his face to you and be merciful to you. May he show you his kindness and give you his peace. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Be sure to join us tomorrow to continue our conversation with Terry Rumor and the great ministry, the great brotherhood of Fraternus. You're an important part of this EW10 family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.